The Lord be with you.
And
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. It's very obvious that this is a Catholic church because look at all the empty pews up here. They say you have to come awfully early to Mass to get a back pew. Anyone want to move up? We hear in the responsorial psalm, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." And how do we respond? "Well, I got 10 minutes. Will that do?" When in fact the Lord's saying, "I want all your time. I want you to be my disciple," which is not a 9-to-5 job, but it's an everyday job. 24 hours a day we're called to be disciples of the Lord, people who are always ready to go forth, proclaim the gospel, to witness to the truth. And that's what John the Baptist does in today's gospel, which is sort of a continuation of last week's gospel, which focused on Jesus and his baptism. This week it's John the Baptist who is saying, "This is the one I told you about. He's the one who will take away the sin of the world." Not just forgive us, but he's taking away the sin of the world. And so John is giving a witness to that. And the word witness also means martyr. The word martyr means witness. John certainly was a martyr. Jesus was a martyr. We have many martyrs. So as Christian disciples, we're all called to be witnesses, people who are ready to give up our lives in order to draw other people's attention to Jesus Christ. And I think for Catholics, that's a real difficult thing because we get into the idea, you know, it's about my relationship with Christ, and if I live it well, people will see that I'm doing this and come to know the Lord. But unless we speak the name of Jesus, people won't know what we're about or why we do what we do. So we're called to be just like John the Baptist and pointing out, "Here's the Lord, here's the Lord. Get ready, prepare the way of the Lord. Open your hearts and your minds so that you can be truly a disciple." The reading from Isaiah talks about us being a light to the world, and that was very much an image that we heard in Advent and Christmas. We're supposed to be a light. And what does a light do? It shines brightly. It's not kept under a bushel basket, but people see it and they move towards it. Well, that's supposed to be us. We're supposed to be a light that shines so brightly, people want to find out why we're shining. And when they come, we have to say, "Well, it's about Jesus Christ. I'm not the light, but I'm reflecting the light of Christ. You want to know Jesus?" That's our call. And Paul puts it this way, we're called to be holy. Every single one of us is called to be holy. Now, holy is not like a saint per se. I mean, the people in heaven are saints. They're holy in that sense that they're no longer tempted. But holiness in this life, in the flesh, means that we have been set apart by God to be a light to the world. So we have a particular vocation that comes to us from baptism to go forth and shine a light into the world. So we are a holy people. God makes us a holy people. He made the Israelites a holy people. We are God's holy people through baptism. So we're called to let the light of Christ shine in our lives. We're called to talk to other people about Jesus. And again, there's a real watershed change going on in the church, in this country at least, where we're being told it's not enough to be a pew sitter. We have to take the Word of God into the world. We have to be living tabernacles, taking Christ into the world and letting people know that our lives are all about Jesus and that Jesus wants everyone to be part of his kingdom. And again, that's what Isaiah talks about. He says this light is not just going to be for the Israelites, it's going to be for everyone. So God wants everyone to come to him to be part of his family. So we're called to be courageous, to push ourselves, to come up with clever ways, to think before it happens, how might I bring up my faith with other people, whether they're friends or strangers, waiting in line, at home, wherever it is, we're called to bring up the topic of Jesus Christ who takes away the sin of the world. And it's not enough, again, simply to go to Mass each week. In fact, going to Mass is really to remind us of our vocation and gives us an opportunity to say, well, I may not be living up to that vocation. I'm sorry, Lord, but when I go out those doors, I will recommit myself to my vocation as a disciple and preach the gospel message. And if we don't do that, then what can we expect? Violence, civil unrest, abortion. Those are all things that happen when good people who say they're Christian kind of step back and don't say, this is Jesus Christ, what he wants. And this Friday, we have the annual March for Life in Washington. Many hundreds of thousands of people turn out for that to give witness to the belief, and Pope Francis recently said it, it is the most basic human right, the right to life. The most basic human right. Without that, there are no other rights. Do we believe that? Do we live it? Do we use our lives as a way of committing ourselves to the lives of our brothers and sisters, whether they're born or unborn, whether they're young or old, wealthy, poor, healthy, unhealthy, it doesn't matter. We're called to say, because this is what Jesus tells us to say, I've come for everyone. Everyone is my brother and my sister, and I want all people to be part of the kingdom of God. So if we look at the world, you look at the news, just a 5-minute update each day, there's a lot going on in the world that needs to be challenged. That needs to be challenged by people who go forth and say, this is wrong because it's not of God. It has nothing to do with Jesus. In fact, it's evil. It's a way of sin. And we know better. And so therefore, we're called not only to turn away from temptation in our own lives, or if we sin, to ask for forgiveness, but we're also called to be like John the Baptist, who was not a wallflower, but he was willing to say, you are going the wrong way. You are doing it the wrong way. And that is, again, what the disciple does as a prophet. And we're all called to be prophets, people who say to others, this is the path. It's Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we follow him, we will find that peace for ourselves and for others, even in the midst of turmoil and suffering. So as always, as we are nourished by the Word of God at Mass, as we are nourished by the very flesh and blood of the divine God, who is all-powerful, no beginning, no end, we are given more health, more food, so that we can be strong as God calls us to be strong in our vocations and go forth and proclaim the gospel. So as you go back to your homes or to work this next week, where are you going to be given an opportunity? You'll be given many, many opportunities to let the light of Christ shine in your lives. But the more we pray, Lord, open my heart so that I'm here, I'm ready to do your will, the more we pray that, the more we're going to see those little opportunities and take advantage of them so we can truly show the light of Christ in our lives and bring other people to the light, who is Jesus Christ, the one who saves them from sin and who wants them to be with him for all eternity in heaven. If that's what we want for ourselves, then we have to make sure that we offer it to other people, let other people know that that is God's will. So we're all here today. We come to do the will of God, and it's a 24/7 obligation, always to say, Lord, what's your will? And we know what the will of God is, to love God, love our neighbor as ourselves, but it's up to us to do it, to find ways to do it, to take the opportunities God gives us to show that love of God and neighbor so that we can truly be the disciples that we're called to be.